USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House COVID Response Coordinator Andy Slavitt said the decision on Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ease mask mandates under certain conditions for people who are fully vaccinated has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the science, the number of cases and deaths of COVID-19.
We've had a 30% drop in the last week or so. Secondly, there is evidence that the vaccines work at preventing the spread now, which many people suspected, but they now have some good data on.
He said they didn't find out until late on Wednesday that the CDC was going to announce the change. Also, the TSA and CDC have come out with a joint statement. They want to remind those who are traveling by plane, bus, train, or any other type of public transportation that you're still required to wear a mask, even if you've been vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The bipartisan infrastructure deal that President Biden hopes to reach with Republicans gained steam this week after he displayed willingness to narrow the scope of the bill to traditional infrastructure items and to compromise on various ways to pay for them. In meetings at the White House with key Democratic and Republican senators, the president made it clear he's willing to divide his huge infrastructure proposal, the $2.3 trillion American Jobs Plan, into separate bills in order to pass the first part of the package with bipartisan support in the Senate. The starting point for negotiations this week was the $568 billion Republican Roadmap Infrastructure Plan, which was unveiled in April by West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, the ranking member on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Biden said, "Let's see if we can get an agreement to kickstart this, and then we'll fight over what's left and see if I can get it done without Republicans if need be." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More states are eliminating enhanced unemployment benefits. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Georgia is the latest state set to end its participation in federal unemployment programs, including the $300 weekly federal unemployment payment on top of the state's unemployment benefits. The Peach State will discontinue on June 26 four federal unemployment programs that were put in place by the CARES Act and subsequent relief packages. This is all good news to Shark Tank co-host and entrepreneur Kevin O'Leary.
All small business is regional. And John, this Kumbaya stuff you're talking about has screwed up the market, has done exactly what we didn't want to have happen. We need these people to come back to work. You want purpose in life? It's not sitting on the sofa getting a check from the government. That has no purpose. It's time to get back into this economy. It's opening up everywhere. And now we have to compete with checks still flying in from the sky from a helicopter. Free money for everybody. That's ridiculous. That is not the American way. That's not entrepreneurship anymore. That's some kind of government super bureau. We don't need it. It's not working.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The situation in Japan is getting worse. They now have expanded the coronavirus state of emergency that's in Tokyo. It's now in 9 other areas as well. It's only 2 months away from the beginning of the Tokyo Olympics. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.